Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for Avi Mar Nimi Maras Yishayifu. A schuss for Fuas Chayu Chavit Fega Bas Michal Yehudis Basia. Besoch Sha'ar Chol Yisrael. On the schuss for Fuas Ephraim Ben Rus. Yudal Meir Ben Gloria. Malka Esther Bas Sari Yehudis. Ava Shlomit Bas Ilana Esther. Avigail Yelitz Bas Yochevet. Besoch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael Rus Victoria Bas Tehila Rovida Chayachana Bas Orna Adele And L'schus Nechigidlo Bas Reb Chaim Tzvi V'chol Tzech L'tzeha. And this shir is based on Torah that I received from my Rebbe and my master Hagaon Rav Chaim Meir Horowitz Shlita. Parshas B'Shalach, the Torah says, Al Yetzi Ish Memekomo B'Yom HaShvi, in the Yerushalmi and Erev in 3-4, we learn from this pasuk the Yisur of Tchum, and not to go out of the Tchum Shabbos. So we are going to discuss the Inyan of Tchum Shabbos. So we just learned, read in yesterday's parasha. Erev in Lamed Heil Mut Beis, the Machlokas Rav Meir and Rav Yossi, is Yisur Tchum and Yisur Torah and Yisur Habanon. There we're talking about the Tchum of 2,000 Amos, there we paskin, that Tchumen is the Rabbanon. Leif, at the end of the first parak of Eruvin, brings from the Yerushalmi that Tchumen of 3 parsels, in other words, 12 mil, is an Isul Torah. And so Paskins the Rambam in the 27th parak of Hilchos Shabbos, and the first halacha about the Ramban, and the Milchamos at the end of the first parak of Eruvin, and the Rosh in the first parak of Eruvin, and Simon Chavdal at Paskin, that even Tchumen of 12 mil is only an Isser, the Rabbanon. Now the Rambam, in his Tshuvis, in the Machon Yerushalayim edition, in Simon Kuf Yodalid, writes a big Chiddush, and that is that Isser Tchumen, the Isser of leaving the Tchum Shabbos, Doi Raisa, 12 parsos, 12 mil, 3 parsos, is only if one is an Ereshus HaRabim, but a Carmelis, they don't have an Isser Tchumen min HaTorah mikoyach zeh. The Rambam writes that by Ayam, by the sea, there's no Isser Tchumen min HaTorah because it's a Carmelis. So to Rishus HaRabim Mekure, there's no Isser Tchumen if it has a roof because it's a Carmelis brought by the Magid Mishnah. And the 27th parak of Hilchot Shabbos in Halacha Gimel Agoin Rabbi Kiva Eger and his Gilion L'Shulchan Aruch Arachayim Yisim and Tov Dalet Hoitzim Yizeh Shebizman HaZeh the Lekah Rishus HaRabim the Lekah Samach Ribo. It says Rabbi Kiva Eger that since Bizman Hazeh we don't have 600,000 people walking through one area, so there's no Isser Tchumen Min HaTorah, because according to the Rambam, it's only an Isser Tchumen Shusaram Doi Reis, which Sam Doi Reis needs Samach Ribot, 600,000. Now the Meiri in Eruvin and Daf Lamed Vov Amid Aleph has a Kasha Vezetam. Shikol Shiyotze Mechutz Latchum. Hamalim Yotze Derech Shusarabim, O Derech Kaumelis, O Shusayochit. I don't understand. How can you say this? That it's only Tchumen if the Reisa, if it's a Rishus HaRabim. Hare, Tchumen is learned from the Jews in the desert. And the Jews in the desert, the Machane Yisrael in the desert, was a Rishus HaYachid. So since we're dealing with a Rishus HaYachid, how can you say that Tchumen is only a Rishus HaRabim? All right, the whole din of Tchumen is learned from the Jews in the Midbar, and there's a Rishus HaYachid. That's the Kasha of the Meiri. V'nirela nius daiti, Liyashev Hasogas Hamiri Boifen Nachoin, the Hekdem Gimel Hakdamas. With 3 Hakdamas, we can be Miyashev, again based on Torah. My Rabbi Shlita, we can be Miyashev, the Hasaga of the Meiri. Number 1, the Achronim Rechoker Begeder Isser Tchumen. What's the Geder of the Isser? Is the Isser Mitzad Akira Mimekoimoi, that the Tchum of a person defines the place of a person? And when he goes out of his tchum, it's like he uprooted his place. Or maybe no, the tchum of a person is not establishing his place. place of a person is his four amis. Rather, the Isser Truman is walking out of the Trum, Hilik Baraglov, walking with his feet. And the Torah says he's not allowed to walk more than 12 mil. So is it pshat that he's leaving his place, or is it pshat that he walked too far? Not that he's his place is four amis. But pshat is that you're not allowed to walk three parcels out of the Trum. But it's not pshat that you left your place because your place is Arba Amos, or no. Pshat is that your place is within the Tchum, and outside the Tchum is not your place anymore. This is discussed in the Sefer Divrei Yecheskel in Siman Zayin. That's Hakdama number one. Hakdama number two is that we can prove that the Rambam holds like the first Tzad. The Tchum of a person is defining his place, and the Isser is not to go out of that place because the Menchas Chinuch Mitzvah Chav Dalet has a suffix. Ha'im moyel takanas eruv bepas o beraglov gam l'tchumin do'il raisa. We know that there is a concept of eruv tchumin, placing an eruv. The shaila is, does that work for Trum and Dorais as well? Does it work to place your Eruv somewhere at the end of the Trum and then be able to go more to be able to walk further? Does this work for Trum and Dorais? So in the Avni Nezer and Aruch Haim Shin Zayin, it would appear that this suffix is totally in the Hagdar of the Yisr of Trum. According to the Tzad, that the Iker is that he left his place. So we can say that through the Eruv, he's kind of Shvisa, wherever he puts the food. And that's his place. So if that's Pshat, then Truman would work even for Doraisa. On the other hand, if you say that the Yisr Truman is Halicha Baraglov, Eruv is going to help, because Sof Kol Sof, he's walking further. He's walking out of that place. He's walking more than three parcels, more than 12 mil. So the Eruv isn't going to help him. But if you hold that Eruv, if you hold that the problem of Truman is that you're going out of your place, so your place is, that's your new place. Wherever you put the food is your place, therefore you can walk further. The Avnei Nezer proves from the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos that an Eruv even works for Tchum and Shel Torah. And if so, it's Muchach that the Rambam holds that the Isser of Tchum is Mishum Shiyotze Michutz L'Tchum Dehavei Ka'okim Memekom. It's like uprooting your place. Because since an Eruv works for Tchum and Shel Torah, it must be according to the Avnei Nezer that the Gedder is that it's that you're leaving your place, but once you put food the end of the Tchum, that's now your place. So it must be the Rambam says that that's the problem of leaving your Tchum. It's Ka'okir Memakoma. You're putting yourself in a new place. That's Hakdama number two. Hakdama number three is that the Rambam learns in the 27th parak of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Aleph, that the Isser of Tchum and Dorais is learned from the Pasuk of Ayetze Ish Memakoma B'Yom HaShvi. And from this Pasuk, we also learn the Isser Hotzah and Shabbos. Like Tosis and Shabbos writes, based on Ralti Ramaskal Pashat. Psachim Pehamed Beis, Tosis writes, the Ramaskal Otsa, they didn't point to the Madarma Tchum and Dairaisa. And it's learned from this Pasuk, nevertheless, his mother, the Yisra Otsa, is also learned from this Pasuk, Ayin Sham. So we have now for them the same Pasuk we learned, Tchumin and Otsa. So according to this, it would appear, we could be Miyashi of the Kash of the Meiri. We could say that the Rambam holds that since the Yisr Hotza and the Yisr Tchum are learned from one Pasa, if so, the Gedder of Yisr Tchumen is also Mitzad Melachas Hotza. That by Yisr Hotza, the Torah asked the Motzi Chafatzim from their place in Mishasiach to their place in Tereshis Arabim. And so to passing four Amis. Also, four Amis is your place. So like the Rambam says in Shabbos 12:4, 12:8. Mela, when you take the object for Amos, it's going out of its place. And by Yisr Tchumim, what the Torah answered was that the Gufa Adam should leave his place. And here the Torah defined his place as 12 mil. So since it's the same source, Hotzah and Tchumim, so the Geder of Yisr Tchumim is Mishum L'Sadim Melechas Hotzah. You're not allowed to take it out of its place. So therefore, by Carmelis, where there's no Isser Hotzah, there also can't be an Isser of Tchum. Because since it's categorized, Tchumin is categorized together with Hotzah, they're both an Isser of leaving your place, but it's in the Yikar is that it's in the same category as Hotzah. So by Hotzah, there's no Hotzah by a Carmelis. So too, there's no Tchumin by a Carmelis. That answers the Kasha of the Meiri. How can you say that Tchumin's only the Birshas Arabim? In the desert, they were the Machnei Soldiers Seyachid. The answer is that the Rambam learns that the Isser Tchumin is Mugdal like Isser Hotzah. And Isser Hotzah doesn't apply to a Carmelis. Neither then does Yisr of Tchumim. Yom Kena Manu Bezeh. It can be Yashiv, a strong question. With four Hakdamas. And that is Hakdama number one. Yis Yosef and Arachayim Top Tzadihe Sif Nun Ches, Simen Nun Ches, writes in the name of the Yeshamrin. At Shvisis Behem of Yisr Mechayim Rekeven Deinam Bechlam Alachim Mutarim Beyantav. From Tzinus Farazu, B'divrei HaToisis B'Psachim, Divor Ma'atzchil L'chalik B'Shem HaRiva, or B'Beitz HaChavkim L'Amar Alek, Divor Ma'atzchil Agave B'Shem HaRi, that Shvisis Behema and Isser Mechamer, having your animal rest on Shabbos and not leading your animal with a burden on Shabbos, are not considered Malachos. They're Asur, but they're not considered Malachos. Therefore, they're Mutter and Yamtif. And we already find this Svara in Tosis and Psachim and in Beitza, that according to the one who holds the Havara the Lav Yotza, since it's not a Malacha, it's Mutter and Yamtif. It's pretty incredible. Havara is Mutter and Yamtif according, if you hold that it's not a Malacha. It's Machlokas and the Gemara, is Havara Malacha or not? Some say no, it's only a Lav, it's not one of the three Dan Malachas. That's Hakdama number one. Hakdama number two is that the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Chaf Da'al Ros Aleph writes that according to this, the same would apply to Tchumen, since it's not included in Malacha, just a loss of Se'al Tzeish Mim Koma. So it's a Mutter B'yamtiv Min HaTorah. So to writes the Kurus Ari, Yim HaSamach Zayin, and therefore Yisr Tchumen is in Noeik on Yom Kippur. It's not a Malacha, it's only a Lav, Ayin Sham. V'kiveg, that's Hakdama number two. Hakdama number three is that V'kiveg, or in the Shulchan Aruch, Gilian Arachim Resh Memvav, and I'm going to run Sif Kutin Yubay's rights. Why a Chokhan if law did ask a Rambam the Shvisis Behemta Noig Biyamtiv? The Mashikos of a Rambam, Perchas Mechuzer Vin Allah Yud. Yom Kippurim Shchos Berf Shabbos, Olach HaShabbos, Vanshe Mekat Shema Piyariya. Rali Shein Ki Yom Mechav Gdusha Achas Hein. Shvisis Behema is Noig An Yamtiv. Proves Rabbi Kivager from the Rambam. The fact that the Rambam says Yom Kippur that falls out in Erev Shabbos or a Motzei Shabbos in their Makadei Shalpi Ariya, so it's one Yom, one day, and one Kiddush. The Magen Mishnah writes, "Zesvaras Rabbeinu Gluyos Hatam Shkem Shkolos of Shabbos is Yom Kippurim Dinu Shekiddush Achas." You know why it's one Kiddusha Shabbos and Yom Kippur? It's one long Kiddusha. The reason is because whatever is Asar on Shabbos is Asar on Yom Kippur. Therefore, it's one Kiddush, it's one long Kiddush. Now, if we say the opinion of the Rambam is that in Yom Tov there's no Yisr Shvisis Behemtel, so if so, in Yom Kippur there's also no Yisr Shvisis Behemtel, so then the Kasha comes back. Why is Shabbos and Yom Kippur one Kiddush? We find Shvisis Behemta that's Aser on Shabbos and Mutter Yom Kippur. So it must be the Rambam holds that the Aser of Shvisis Behemta was Noeg on Yom Kippur. And Memela, the Aser of Shvisis Behemta is also Noeg on Yom Tif. That's Hakdama number three. That according to the Rambam, Shvisis Behemta was Noeg on Yom Kippur and Yom Tif. Number four, Chubis Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam, Rabbeinu Daniel Abavli. He writes, it's brought on the Gilyan of the Sefer HaMitzvos and Lasa Seishin Chaf Aleph. He writes that Tchumen and Yom Tov L'das HaRambam is only the Rabbonah. Now we have a big kasha. How does the Rambam say Shabbos Yom Kippur is one Kedusha? What's Aser B'zeh? Aser B'zeh? There's Tchumen. Aser B'Shabbos Mutter B'Yom Tov Mela Mutter B'Yom Yom HaKippurim. Like the Menchas Chinuch writes, the one who holds Tchumen is Mutter B'Yom Tov Min HaTorah. Also holds that it's Mutter Yom Kippur. Because the Rambam Taka holds Tchumen B'Yom Tov L'Das HaRam is only the Rabbanan. So to when Yom Kippur it's only the Rabbanan. It's only the Rabbanan. How is Shabbos Yom Kippur one Kedusha? So based on the Yisod that we established, it's very good. So Tena Shvizis B'Hem Tov D'Tam HaSovrim Tena Noig B'Yom Tov Hanu Mishim D'Shvizis B'Hem Tov is learned from Lani Noruch Shorcha V'Cham Rocha. The Torah writes only in the Parashat Shmir Shabbos. So the fact that it's not Noig on Yom Tov, it's also not Noig on Yom Kippur. Because Zil Basar Taima. From that, Rabbi Akiva Eiger proves that from the fact that it's Noeg on Yom Kippur, it's mukhl that it's also Noeg on Yom Tov. Kazil Basar Taima, where do we find the Yisur Shvisis Behemta? It's only in the written parashat Shmir Shabbos. So if it wouldn't be Noeg on Yom Tov, then it wouldn't be Noeg on Yom Kippur. But if it's Noeg on Yom Kippur, then it's also Noeg on Yom Tov. Because that's the din in Shvisa Shabbos. But Linyan is a Tchumen. So that's all when it comes to Shvisis Behema. So when it comes to Shvisis Behema, if it's Noeg on Yantiv, it's Noeg on Yom Kippur. It's Noeg on Yom Kippur, it's Noeg on Yantiv. Because they go together, because it's only Din and Shabbos. So if it's not Noeg on Yantiv, it's not Noeg on Yom Kippur. But if it is Noeg on Yom Kippur, then it's also going to be Noeg on Yantiv. Because you have two categories. It's in the parashah of Shvisis Shabbos, so it's only on Shabbos. But if you see that it's also Noeg on Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur is going to go together with Yom Tov, because that's the second category. But it's a Tchumen, it's Mishum L'sad Melechas Hotzah. Tchumen is because of the Yisur of Hotzah, like we said before, that you can't learn Yom Kippur from Yom Tov. There's a big difference. Because in Yom Tov, you're allowed to do Hotzah. So merely you're allowed to do Tchum, you're allowed to be Motzi Me'atchum. But in Yom Kippur, Shemelechet Hotzah Asura L'Didan. But in Yom Kippur, we paskin Hotzah Asur, Yesher Hotzah Yom Kippur, like the Rama paskins, Shvisis Esser 1, 2, Memela. There's also going to be an Isser of Tchumen, so if so, we understand what the Rambam writes, that Shabbos and Yom Kippur are one Kedusha. Because Tchumen is Asur B'Yom Kippur. Now Yom Tov the Rambam holds that there is no Isur Tchum. So when it comes to Shvisis Behemto is a different story. It's Noeg on Yom Kippur, so it's also Noeg on Yom Tov. That's what Rabbi Akiva Eiger said. The Rambam says Yom Kippur and Shabbos are one Kedusha. On Yom Tov, there's no Shvisas Behema. So Mele on Yom Kippur, there's not. So it must be that the Rambam holds that the Yisr Shvisas Behema is no Egan Yom Kippur. And in Mele, it's also no Egan Yom Tov. That's when it comes to Shvisas Behema. But the fact that Tchumen is on Yom Tov Noeg, that doesn't tell us anything about Yom Kippur. Because Yom Tov is no melacha, because Tchumen is a Hotzadik Yisr. So in Mele, it's not Noeg on Yom Tov. But it is Noeg on Yom Kippur. Why is it Noeg on Yom Kippur? Because on Yom Kippur there's an Isser of Hotzah. And Memel is also going to be an Isser of Tchumen. So the Rambam was correct when he writes that it's Kedusha Achas, Yom Kippur and Shabbos. And what about Shvisis Behemto? So if never Biki Vega proved, it must be there is Shvisis Behemto on Yom Kippur just like there is in Shabbos. And it also applies to Yom Tov. I, what about Tchumen? The answer is Tchumen, the Rambam holds, like the Rebbe and Rambam says, doesn't apply on Yom Tov, because it's a Hotzah the Kisser. But then Yom Kippur will apply, because there is an Isser of Hotzah. So Mela makes sense when the Rambam says that Shabbos and Yom Kippur are one long Kedusha. Which Nafkamina Lebeitza Shenolda, right? That it would be Yasser and Olda Bezasser Bezeh. But the point is that it's one Kedusha because the Isser of Tchumen is Noeg on Yom Kippur just like it's Noeg on Shabbos. Rabbi Kivego Taka writes the Rambam holds that on Yom Tov that on Yom Tov Tchumen is Dorais, on Yom Tov Tchumen is Asher Min HaTorah. But that's a Tzarechiyun from Rabbi Avraham ben Arambam. He says the name of his father that on Yom Tov Tchumen is Mutter Min HaTorah. So we're mechalek between Yom Kippur and Yom Tov, like we said before. But since it's a Hotzadik Yisr, it only applies to Yom Kippur and not to Yom Tov. So we still have a lot more to say, and I ask that you stay tuned, and we'll see more in the philosophy of Taras Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.